It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
After recording their first road win of the season, the Revs fell to New York City FC in the U.S. Open Cup 1-0 on Wednesday night, and now they get ready to return home to Gillette Stadium this Saturday night against the Philadelphia Union. Hello again, everyone. I'm Mike Riley for 98.5 The Sports Hub, and also the public address announcer at Gillette Stadium for the Revolution. Well, the Revs were eliminated from the U.S. Open Cup Wednesday night, losing an extra time to NYCFC. Revs will get New York City FC again in the Bronx on July 9th, and then in Foxborough Labor Day weekend. As I mentioned, the Revs got their first win away from Foxborough last weekend in Cincinnati, and today I'm joined by a guest who some might say has a little bit of the flair for the dramatic. With Revolution fans sitting on the edge of their seats, the ninth-year midfielder broke a 2-2 tie in the 89th minute. Let me emphasize that for a moment here, folks. 89th minute, scoring the game-winning goal en route to a 3-2 win at FC Cincinnati last Saturday. The victory was the Revolution's first road win of the 2022 season, and a much-needed one, as the Revs extended their unbeaten streak to 4 MLS matches and continue to climb their way up the Eastern Conference standings. Please welcome Tommy McNamara. Tommy, thanks for being with me here today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you know, let's talk about that win over FC Cincinnati last Saturday. You guys have really been tremendous on the road over the last couple of years, especially last year, where you got 10 road victories en route to lifting the supporters' shield. This year really didn't go that way outside of Foxborough. How good did it finally feel to get those 3 points on the road and get that first away victory out of the way?
Yeah, it was important. You know, we obviously have struggled a bit to start the season, so it's important that we start winning games and putting points on the board and start moving up the standings. So we had a couple of good games, the two games prior, but we ended up tying both of them 2-2. So it was important that we finally kind of came through when it was 2-2 late in the game to finally seal the 3 points and win the game. So we're happy with it, but now we need to continue moving forward.
Can you tell us what you saw in the play and take us through the emotions you felt when you scored the game winner at FC Cincinnati last week?
Yeah, the ball got recycled out to Brandon Bye up on the right wing, and I was a little bit deeper where I normally play. And I was kind of just trailing the play, kind of just seeing what was going to happen, if he was going to cross the ball to kind of be able to be there to try to, if it got cleared out, to be able to pick it back up. And he cut back off the end line, and I just saw it as an opportunity, and no one was marking me to get to the top of the 18 so he can lay it back to me and take a shot and try to test the goalkeeper. And he laid a perfect ball back to me. I hit it well. It kind of caught the goalkeeper, I think, a little bit by surprise, and it went in. And so, you know, it was important. Like I said, an important goal, important 3 points.
And that was one of three highlight reel goals the Revs scored in that win. Sebastian Legette got it started with the acrobatic scissor kick. Adam Buxa, again, a back heel, and then you firing in from the parking lot, essentially. You know, the Revs attack, you guys have now produced two or more goals in seven consecutive MLS matches. Tommy, we knew the attack would be one of the strong points of the team this year, but of course, it's one thing to look at it on paper and another to actually go on the field and get it done. You guys are getting it done. So what's working with the attack right now?
Yeah, like you mentioned, it was two incredible goals, two special goals by Sebastian and Adam. Attacking-wise, we have a clear philosophy of how we want to attack the box and how we want to try to create goals and score goals. And we've been working on it for a few years now under our coach, Bruce Arena. A lot of the same guys are playing in a lot of the same positions that are important contributors in the attacking phase of play. And so we kind of have a very good understanding of spots we need to get into with the ball, without the ball, and to try to be dangerous.
And building on that for a second, let's take a moment to talk about Brandon Bias' contributions to the attack this season. A 3-assist performance for the outside back in Saturday's win. He was just generating chances left and right. Bai and DeJuan Jones both ranked among top MLS defenders in assists and chances created. So tell everyone how important it is to have those guys getting it done defensively while also contributing to the attack.
Yeah, you know, the way we play and the way we set up, they're a very important and big piece to our attacking play. And we give them the freedom to get up the field, to go at players, to get crosses in the box, to take guys on. And they've done a tremendous job of growing over the past 2 years in that phase. They're the two best, you know, they're for sure the two best attacking or the two best outside backs in the league, the combo of them compared to every other team. And so we're very happy to have them. And like you mentioned, Brandon had a great game, 3 assists. DeJuan has had a very good season again. And so, you know, they're a big piece of what we want to do offensively for sure.
And Tommy, can you talk about the attack that you guys added, 20-year-old midfielder Dylan Barrero, a few weeks ago? We saw Dylan make his MLS and Revolution debuts over the weekend with the performance off the bench. You've trained with Dylan over the past couple of weeks now since his arrival from Brazil. So what can you tell us what Dylan brings to the attack?
Yeah, he's got an incredible personality off the field. He came in with a great energy from day one. A lot of positive enthusiasm, which is it's something that's not really mentioned and potentially overlooked, but it brings a lot to the locker room and to the culture of the club. And so that's been a very positive start to his tenure here. On the field, he's only just come in, so we haven't gotten to see the full Dylan Barrero yet. He's still, you know, obviously trying to fit into the group, get games, get fit. But you can see that there's a lot of talent there, and he brings something different to the team that we don't quite have in the attacking positions, which gives us another option to use and utilize. And that's pace, that's directness, that's the ability to beat people off the dribble, the ability to stretch the other team vertically and in behind. And so it's a great addition for us because it gives us another option, and it's another quality player.
Tommy, let's go back a couple of years ago here to the 2020 season. You spent the first half of that wild season with the Houston Dynamo. Yeah, and then the world shut down, as we know, and then traded to the Revolution middle of the summer. What were your initial thoughts about joining the Revs and coming back to the area where you played your college soccer at Brown University?
Yeah, I was surprised when I got told the news, but I was very excited. It was time for me to leave Houston, and New England was a place that I had in mind that I wanted to get to. I just felt like it would be a good fit for me from the outside looking in with, you know, the coach that was here, the players that were here, the style of play, and then just the area of the country. I'm a Northeast guy being from New York. Like you said, went to college down in Providence, and so it's a comfortable place for me where I feel at home, almost like a second home. So when I got the news, I was very excited. I couldn't get up here fast enough. And, you know, it's been I've enjoyed it very much since I've been here.
And you played your 4 years at Brown University, like you mentioned, in Providence, before going to graduate school at Clemson, where you earned an advanced degree in applied economics. Smart guy to have on my side here, Tommy McNamara. But how much was education a driving force in your decision making? And how much were you thinking about pro soccer at the time?
Yeah, education was a big thing. My mom's a teacher, and so it was always drilled into us that education and going to college was important. But ever since I was maybe, you know, six, seven years old when I understood what professional soccer was, that's what I wanted to do. And so I had a plan going into Brown that I was going to graduate in 3.5 years. So graduate in December of my senior year so that I could get drafted in January and be done with my college education. So from about like 16, 17 years old, I had the plan in place of what I wanted to do and where I wanted to get to. You know, unfortunately, I got injured, and so I couldn't go to the draft, or I couldn't be part of the combine, couldn't be part of the draft as a senior. So I had to go play another year of eligibility, which ended up working out great going down to Clemson. But yeah, there was actually opportunities for me to turn professional after my freshman and sophomore year in Ireland. And I considered them, but I thought it was best to stay at Brown. It was, one, I enjoyed it and loved it so much. And two, it was just, it's too good of an education to pass up on. And three, the Irish League isn't that great, to be completely frank. So yeah, it was definitely, trying to balance the two was a big part of my life growing up. And I'm very happy at the way it's all worked out, thankfully.
And you also spent a summer playing with the Western Mass Pioneers as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of fun. Lived up in Providence with like four or five of the guys from the team. We all played out there, traveled out there to train, played like five games at Lusitano Stadium, which is a brilliant venue. So that was actually, that was a very, very fun summer.
So yeah, an appearance in the U.S. Open Cup and,
yep.
You know, obviously a vibrant soccer community here in New England. So I'm sure you had a lot of good memories playing soccer in that part of the New England area.
No, it was great. We really enjoyed it. It was a great place to be.
Awesome. And then you returned to New England a few weeks after the Revolution acquired Matt Polster from Rangers FC of the Scottish Premiership. You guys paired up to form a central midfield tandem that helped the Revs reach the Eastern Conference Final in 2020. And as mentioned earlier, lifted the Supporters Shield last year. What makes you guys a good pairing in central midfield, you and Polster, and how much have you learned from one another since teaming up in 2020?
Yeah, I think we complement each other pretty well. We're both smart players that kind of understand the game a bit and read what's going on. I think his qualities are a little bit different than mine, and I think that helps both of us and kind of complements each other. And Matt's a great player. We're very happy to have him, and I really enjoy playing with Matt. He gives everything on the field every time he steps out on it. I'm kind of the same way. So is the whole team, to be fair. But yeah, he's been a big part of our success so far and going to continue to be.
And up next for you guys, a home match against the Philadelphia Union Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. I'll talk about that in just a moment. But if we can just talk briefly on the U.S. Open Cup, a tough 1-0 loss at New York City FC this past week in the U.S. Open Cup of the quarterfinal. You're going to see New York City FC again in July, and then they come here Labor Day weekend. Obviously some tough memories from last year with the playoff loss. Any quick thoughts on the game against NYCFC?
Yeah, you know what? We made a lot of changes to the team, guys that, you know, got first appearances, guys that, you know, haven't played much this season. And I give them a lot of credit. It's a very difficult thing to just step into a game when you haven't been playing on a regular basis. And I thought they were very committed and gave a lot of themselves and gave a good account of themselves. And we were in the game the whole time, and, you know, we were unlucky to catch a goal. We had a couple opportunities, and, you know, it was unfortunate the goal that we ended up conceding, one goal in extra time. So I think a lot of credit needs to go to the guys. I think they stepped up and played a very competitive game and gave us a chance to win and to advance. It was just unfortunate that didn't happen on the night.
All right, so we said Philadelphia comes to town Saturday night at Gillette Stadium, Memorial Day weekend here in New England. Philadelphia Union currently sits atop the Eastern Conference with 24 points this season. Still somewhat early in the season, but how important is this match for you guys as you continue to claw your way up the conference standings?
Yeah, for sure. Every match at this point is important to us, where we're at in the table. Especially our home games, we need to start winning our home games more consistently, which we've done in the past, and we've left some points on the table this season that we shouldn't have. So yeah, they're a difficult team. We've played them a lot of games the last couple of years, so we're pretty familiar with, you know, how they want to go about the game. I'm sure they're pretty familiar with us. They've done very well so far to start the season. So it's going to be a competitive game for sure, like it always is against them.
And then you've got the international break, giving you guys a week off before returning to training to prepare for Sporting Kansas City on June 12th. So a two-part question here for you, Tommy. One, how important is it to get that result Saturday night to go into the break with some momentum? I know you mentioned the home field advantage is huge, but how will you personally spend your time off to rest up and get ready for the second part of the season?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, when you go on a break, you don't want to lose that last game, not only for momentum, but just it leaves a bitter taste in the mouth for a long time. And it kind of, you know, it puts a damper on what should hopefully be a nice time to rest and relax and things like that. So, yeah, it's a very important game with the break coming up. And as for the break, we get a few days off, which is nice. Just going to take it easy, low-key, rest, relax. Think I might go out to the Cape for the first time. I haven't been out there yet, which is odd to say. So I'm excited to kind of go see what it's like there. But first is the game Saturday night. We need to win that game.
Now, okay, I'm going to go off the pitch here a little bit because I have in my notes here, Tommy, you're one of those guys with a particular pregame ritual. You absolutely need to have a coffee. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a coffee. Yep. I have a lot of, you know, little is things. I have a coffee.
Hot or iced?
Excuse me?
Hot or iced?
No, hot coffee. Hot coffee. Oh, I don't enjoy iced coffees. So hot
really?
Coffee. Hot coffee. I make sure to eat blueberries for the antioxidants. And mm-hmm. I take a couple of beet juice shots.
Ooh, look at
so
you.
Those are the three things that I have to have before a game for sure.
And okay, so a real ritual there. I've heard you may have cut it close on making the bus once or twice.
I've cut it close. I've never been late, but yeah, we were in New York last year. And I had a delivery, the Uber Eats delivery for the coffee because we were out in a hotel, kind of nothing near it.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if I was going to make the bus. If I was going to make the bus, I wasn't sure if the coffee was going to get there in time. It wasn't looking good, and so I was out by the buses and I was watching the phone, watching the delivery, and I saw, you know what? It's just going to make it. I'm just going to make the bus. So I ran out to the front of the hotel, to the lobby, got it just in time. Ran out to the buses, still with like literally 1 minute to go, and the buses were gone. They had left me. So I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, no.
And I ran around the hotel, and I thankfully caught the buses. And nobody even realized that I was not on the bus because they had seen me outside it. So they figured that I just got on, I guess.
So that was the closest time you ever come missing to a team bus. Coffee related. Any other thing otherwise?
No, I'm very punctual. I'm 10 minutes early, 5 minutes early always. Just who I am. How I was raised a bit.
Good.
So, yeah. But even then, I knew I wasn't going to be late when I got this coffee. I knew I had just enough time to spare. The bus just left early that time.
And what is that coffee order that you just need to have and why?
I just get a latte.
Latte. Okay. Yeah. All right. See, in the morning, I have a hot one. But in the afternoon, I go iced. And before a game, I go iced. Maybe a shot of espresso, too, especially with announcing you guys out there.
Yeah.
And when I say, Tommy McNamara, I really need that espresso in there.
Yeah, you need a little caffeine boost for it.
Exactly. All right, so before I let you go, Tommy, a couple of rapid-fire questions to help get the fans know you a little bit off the field besides the coffee. So I'll do a couple of categories, and you name your favorites, okay?
Yep.
All right, favorite movie or series?
Oh, Stranger Things, maybe, especially it's coming back now. I really enjoyed it.
All right. How about a favorite book or author?
Favorite book is, without a doubt, Harry Potter.
Really? Okay. Yep. Favorite vacation destination?
The beach. Probably Long Beach Island, specifically, down on the Jersey Shore. But the beach. I love the beach.
Yeah, Jersey Shore is beautiful down there. Favorite, besides coffee, blueberries, beet juice, shot of that. Favorite pregame meal?
I always just have eggs and oatmeal.
Okay.
Eggs and bowl oatmeal, yeah.
Protein city, I love it. all right, favorite sport outside of soccer?
I really like the Aussie rules football. I don't get to watch it very much, but when I do, I really enjoy it.
Nice. All right, and did you have a favorite athlete growing up?
Yeah, it was Stephen McPhail. He was my best friend growing up. His first cousin, and he's Irish. He played in the Premier League for a number of years with Leeds United and then played in the Championship with Cardiff. So he played professional football for like 20 years. He's got the opportunity to go and meet him when I was young, go over to England, watch him play a game. He took real good care of us, me and my friend and the rest of the family. So he's always been the person I've always looked up to.
And finally, your favorite memory in your MLS career?
Winning the Supporters Shield for sure. It was the first one is getting drafted and having everything that me and my family went through to get to that point and make that dream happen. And then, you know, more recently, it's definitely winning the Supporters Shield here with the Revolution.
Good stuff, Tommy. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you Saturday night at Gillette Stadium.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Once again, my thanks to Tommy McNamara. Follow Tommy on Twitter. He's at Tommy_MC15. And be sure to check out the podcast page on Twitter at SoccerCast96. My handle is at Sarge985. The Sports Hub account is at 985 The Sports Hub. As always, special thanks to Revolution staff members Harold Rivera and Dan Schulman. Revolution hosts Philadelphia Union Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit revolutionsoccer.net or call 877-GET-REVS. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you Saturday night at Gillette Stadium, and go Revs!
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.